The Sitka-based hatchery nonprofit Northern Southeast Regional Aquaculture Association, or NSARA, is forecasting a combined return of 9 million chums next year to all its release sites. Another 4.6 million are forecast to return to the Ketchikan-based Southern Southeast Regional Aquaculture Association locations, and 4.2 million could return to the Juneau-based Douglas Island pink and chum. That would put the total at roughly 18 million in the region next year. Steve Reifenstuhl is NSARA general manager.
Yeah, and you do a little math on that, and it's about 150 million pounds of chum salmon at, say, 90 cents dollar a pound. That is a massive, massive year forecast, at least. And it's happening at a good time when pink salmon are down. And, of course, all fishermen catch chum salmon, including trollers. So this is going to be a big benefit for all the fleets.
One of NSARA's sites at Crawfish Inlet south of Sitka did unexpectedly well in 2018. The run came in just under 3.5 million fish. That included a one-day purse seine catch that topped 1 million fish in late August, the largest one-day chum catch on record in Alaska. NSARA is forecasting nearly the same amount for 2019 at Crawfish.
There will be at least one seine opening every week in Crawfish till it's all done. And then if the magnitude of this run is like we're expecting, we will likely need to put two openings a week. So it would be a Sunday, Thursday, and then the other days would be troll priority.
Trollers also caught chums in nearby West Crawfish Inlet this summer. And there's a proposal before the state's Board of Fisheries that it could include the gillnet fleet in the bounty of those hatchery chums. That proposal goes before the board at a meeting in January. If it passes, the NSARA board will still have to decide on whether to open areas to gillnetting. Southeast hatchery nonprofits saw unusually high returns of three-year-old chums this past year and weak returns of the fish that normally make up most of the catch, the four-year-olds. For instance, most of the run at Crawfish in 2018, 2.9 million fish, was three-year-olds. The 2019 forecasts for hatchery chum are a bit of an unknown because of the unusual ocean survival for those younger fish. Elsewhere in Southeast, 2019 will be the first year of returning adult chum salmon in Thomas Bay near Petersburg. NSARA started that remote release site in 2017. Reifenstuhl says Thomas Bay will see seine openings beginning in late June, with fishing on Sundays and Thursdays. The forecast is for 10,000 three-year-old chums to be returning there, just a tiny fraction of runs coming back to other sites.
There will be some indication in the District 8 gillnet fishery. They will probably pick up some of the chum returning. They are expected to, and we'll be sampling that fishery as well to see if we spot our fish there.
Normally, hatcheries fund their operations by contracting to sell some of their catch in what's called cost recovery fishing. Because of the big return at Crawfish this year, NSARA only plans cost recovery fishing at one of its sites, Southeast Cove near Cake. Over 1.7 million fish are forecast to return there, and Reifenstuhl says seine openings will start in late June near Southeast Cove, and cost recovery will happen for the second half of the run. Trident, the company with the cost recovery contract there, has agreed to that setup, but it depends on the run coming in as forecast. Meanwhile, 1.6 million chums are expected back to Hidden Falls on Baranoff Island, a site that hasn't been living up to expectations in recent years. The total catch there this year was only 361,000 fish, and there were only a few openings held in the early season. Reifenstuhl told fishermen at a Southeast Seine Task Force meeting in November that only a few openings would be expected there in the early season next year as the organization focuses on collecting eggs for the next generation.
And I said today at the meeting that if there's one return I hope comes true of all of these, it's the one at Hidden Falls, because we've been struggling there for so long. It would sure be nice to see that bounce back.
Hatchery managers think predation by whales and fish have impacted those chums, and NSARA has started trying to release the fish in other areas to avoid that impact. The Southeast chum catch this year was nearly 11.5 million fish, just the second year in history that the region's chum catch surpassed the catch of pink salmon. Forecasts for both chum and pink next year are at 18 million. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.